Filling in for Gary Lee, Harlan Hutchison with a look at some of the sports headlines for this morning. Tonight, it's state playoff volleyball, Class 2 at Kabul. The Bulldogs will take on New Covenant Academy. That'll be a 6:30 start time at Kabul High School. In this matchup, Kabul comes in with a mark of 26-7-3. New Covenant Academy Lady Warriors are 25-4-3. Now you move on to Class 3, and the Liberty Eagles will be at home at 7 o'clock tonight, and they'll be taking on Mount Vernon. These two teams have met up in previous seasons several times. That match will be at Liberty High School, 7 o'clock start time for that this evening. Perennial Class 1 power Winona will be in action tonight at home, and they'll be taking on School of the Ozarks. Winona 34-4 on the year, School of the Ozarks 19-8-6. That'll start at Winona High School at 6:30 tonight. College volleyball Region 16 semifinals will be Friday, 5 o'clock at the Civic Center. The Grizzlies will play the Vikings from Jefferson College. Winner of that will play Mineral Area for the championship on Saturday. Saturday, also the day, the West Plains Lady Zizzers will be in action at West Plains High School when they take on the defending state champion St. Pius X. We'll have the broadcast of that on the Ozark Radio Network on KDY. District football competition gets underway for some teams tonight. That will include the Willow Springs Bears when they take on Springfield Catholic. That'll be in Springfield. That will be broadcast over on KUKU. Other district football games will be played for the most part tomorrow night, with some teams having the night off. We'll have the schedule and rundown going into Friday night's play tomorrow. In the World Series, Trey Yesavage set a World Series rookie record, 12 strikeouts. The Blue Jays opened Game 5 with back-to-back homers and a 6-1 win over the Dodgers that moved them within one win of their first championship since 1993. Davis Schneider and Vlad Guerrero Jr. homered off Blake Snell in his first and third pitches, the first consecutive homers to start a World Series game. Yesavage broke a rookie record of 11 strikeouts set by Don Newcomb for the Dodgers at a 1-0 loss to the Yankees in a 1949 series opener. Yamamoto goes for the Dodgers, and Gossman goes for the Blue Jays in Game 6 in a rematch of Game 2, which L.A. won by a final of 5-1. NFL football tonight on Amazon Prime. It will start at 7:15 with the kickoff with the Baltimore Ravens visiting the Miami Dolphins. That's a look at some of the sports headlines. Filling in for Gary Lee, I'm Harlan Hutchison.